Welcome to Let's Find Out. The focus of this program is to have our hearts open to a universal, united, kind, loving, and forgiving planet. We've entered into a new decade and a new energy form, the transformational 20s. Let's all begin to strengthen the new energies on the planet, strengthen your intuition, and strive to live a peaceful existence free from fear. What strategies, prayers, meditations, and exercise can you use to tap into the higher realms and receive messages from your departed loved ones, creating a higher vibration of living? When we are upset and confused, where can we find the answers? How can we know which path to take? The answers are here on Let's Find Out, with our spiritually focused format and guests. Each episode includes Elizabeth Joyce's weekly stargazing report, a guided healing meditation, as well as Ascension music by Richard Schulman. The purpose of every broadcast is to raise your personal vibration. Now it's time for tonight's program, Let's Find Out, with Elizabeth Joyce.
Well, good evening. It's Elizabeth Joyce, and Let's Find Out. And tonight we'll talk about the flow of spirit into the new age. I know that many of you young people have not been brought up with your religious foundations, whether it's in the church, whether it's in the synagogue, or whether it's in the mausoleum. We've lost that loving feeling for the universe, for the universal love. This entire section of tonight's show has been channeled. We are living in a time of great spiritual consequence, a time long prepared for in heaven and reflected now down on earth. It's not a symbolic moment, but it's a biblical one. For what is unfolding now touches everybody, every person, every nation, every soul. Even the animals and plants are affected. In the Bible, Christ spoke of such a time, not to frighten us, but to prepare us, to steady our hearts, and to keep our vision clear. He said, "There will be those who say, 'Here is the Christ,' and others who say, 'Over there is the Christ.' Do not be deceived." That's in Matthew 24, verse 23. This was not only a warning sign about false figures, but it's a warning about the distortion of Christ's message as well as your spiritual attachment. I believe that the Antichrist or the beast will cause separation from your natural flow of spiritual energies. I think that's the goal. The evil ones want to take away your connection and your flow to the universe. You're channeling. You're getting special messages from other areas of the universe. They want to eliminate that and lock it off away from your physical body. That's what the beast will do. And the beast is different from the Antichrist. The beast is more like AI. It's more like a computer. It takes away your emotions and feelings and essentially makes you a robot. It dehumanizes you so that you can be of service to mankind and do their bidding, not service to the divine or to your soul or to yourself. They want to create a total disconnect. Be aware of this now so that you can be prepared not to let that happen to you in the future. Nobody really talks about this. Nobody addresses it. And the young have not learned that as a part of their lessons, their spiritual lessons. The warning that we were given through the Bible and through other divine spiritual readings, although it's there for you to learn. We have so much going on about lies and deceits. We're finding out how much we've been deceived by other people. our politicians, our people in the media. All I can say is shame on them with what they've done worldwide, not just in the United States. They have distorted messages. I say they have raped America because they have taken everything out of her and not really giving anything back. You may invoke the name of in the name of the Lord or in the name of Christ, but you forget his way. You forget his path. You forget what he really was all about. And many other teachers too. Christ taught gentleness, mercy, forgiveness, compassion, unity, and love without boundaries, love without expecting anything in return, a natural feeling for the wellness of others. So hear this. If one does not look for Christ in your heart, one will not recognize him when he returns. Christ will not return first to the sky. Christ will return first to the heart, those who are willing to love. Edgar Cayce taught this clearly. The second coming is first a coming in consciousness. The collective needs to raise its consciousness, and it's beginning to, especially since the murder of Charlie Kirk. That was an awakening to a lot of people. The awakening of love within the heart is the second coming. That's what Cayce said. And Yogananda affirmed the same truth. Christ will return in the universal consciousness of love awakening in the heart to all those who seek him. And that was in Yogananda's written work, The Second Coming of Christ. The return begins within. When we learn to recognize love, we will learn to recognize him, or Krishna, or Buddha, or Allah. Christ also warned, even the elect can be misled. That's in Matthew 24. Not because they lack devotion, but because deception in our era works through fear, identity, emotion, and pride. This is what we are witnessing in 2025 as we go into 2026. Propaganda, gaslighting, spiritual language used to conceal the ego. Oh boy, that's a big one. Loyalty mistaken for faith. Anger mistaken for righteousness, which of course is part of the ego. But the elect are not those who claim to be chosen. The elect are those who claim to choose love. Cayce said, the fruits of the Spirit are the only signs of God in the soul. Think of that. The fruits of the Spirit are the only sign of God in a soul. Yogananda said, to live in Christ is to live in love. If love is absent, then the Christ cannot be present, no matter what words are spoken. I have seen the suffering of this era. I have felt it. The pain, the division, the harm. But this darkness is not endless. Like a storm, it rises, reaches full force, and then recedes. What follows is renewal. I think that 2026 through 2028 will be renewal. I have been shown a flowing presence of spirit. Some people call it the Holy Spirit. Some people call it the energy from the universe. But it's clear as water, luminous is light, and it moves upward through time. It's unstoppable. It's unaffected by the darkness. For the darkness has no power over the light. That's what you need to hear and see. The darkness has no power over the light. This flow guides humanity towards the new age of man, and it will really emerge around 2038. Not suddenly, not loud. It's a quiet thing, but dawning. Those who have eyes to see will see the dawning. Those who have hearts open will recognize it. Those who cling to fear will fall away, like the leaves in autumn are doing right now all around me. They become soil for the new growth that comes in the spring. The new age, the spiritual new age, will not arrive through a single leader, but through many hearts awakened, through a rise rise in frequency, vibration, and consciousness among the collective, the entire world. No one is denied renewal. Redemption is always possible. The new age will not arrive through a single leader, as I said, but through the many hearts awakened, carrying the Christ consciousness present now in how they live. This presence will endure for decades, for centuries, evolving as humanity evolves, until once again humanity, earth, and spirit are recognized as one. One life, one love, one God. One life, one love, one God. Your mantra can be, open my heart to recognize you. It's a quiet thing. Soften what has been burdened. Heal what has been wounded. Illuminate what has been forgotten. Show us and teach us how to love one another, not in the words alone, but in our actions, in gentleness, patience, and compassion. Let your return begin within us, and let your light take form in our thoughts, our choices, our relationships, our lives. Make us a vessel of love for a world that's in need of remembering. Remembering that you are never lost, that your struggles have purpose and empowerment, for they carry the gift waiting to be opened. Experience the journey. Experience it as an initiation towards your path, towards your healing, towards your wisdom, and towards the light. Love is the way. Love is the return. Let's get silent in that and let yourself be filled with the light, with the amber light of the heart of the higher 10th chakra. Let it surround you, creating a circle of light and love. We're going to take a break now for our weekly cosmic tip. I'll be back after this. This is Elizabeth Joyce with your weekly cosmic tip. Week of November 10th through November 16th, 2025. Mercury went retrograde yesterday, November 9th, and you will need to be especially careful with agreements, contracts, and ensure clear communication through the 29th. You may need to revise things once Mercury goes direct again. After last week's swirl of planetary activity and changes, the cosmos returned to a peaceful routine. Monday is an active day for work and career, but personal relationships could be a little delicate. If there is someone in your life who has you walking on eggshells, try to avoid them as much as possible. Jupiter turns retrograde on Tuesday, November 11th, until March 11th, 2026. During this period, its energy, vibration, or growth turns inward. You may need to review your goals and align them with your emotional needs. You will be easily able to come up with some out-of-the-box solutions for any problems on Wednesday, but it could be best to keep your ideas to yourself. Colleagues could try to knock the wind out of your sails. They cannot comprehend your innovative ideas or your eccentric approach. Great works and concepts are seldom understood by the masses. Best to go your own way while planning and organizing. It's also best not to ask for any feedback at this time. On Thursday, November 13th, Mercury and Mars meet in a conjunction in Sagittarius. Some will fight passionately for their convictions. Words can be as sharp as knives. Do not let anyone shout you down. Insist that discussions be conducted openly and fairly, and conditions for that are good. There's a very positive lunar grand trine on Saturday, which is highly productive. This energy will allow you to form grand vision while simultaneously attending to every detail. You'll be busy with this energy throughout the rest of the weekend. Try to get some rest as well. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Embracing Spiritual Frontiers, the 24-hour answering service. If you want to ask a question or book some reading time, is 201-934-8986. And the email is elizabeth@new-visions.com. Thank you for listening, and I'll see you next week. And now it's time to get back to tonight's program. This is Elizabeth Joyce, and we're back from our weekly cosmic tip. This portion of the program is very sacred and special. We're talking about the flow of the soul, the flow of the energies, as we walk through next year, 2026 and beyond. So welcome. Take a deep breath and let the world soften around you as you listen to this portion. We spend so much of our lives looking outward, responding, reacting, trying to make sense of everything that unfolds. But there's another layer to our existence, a deeper layer, a quieter truth that has been with us since the very beginning. The soul has a story, and that's what my newest book is about, Mysteries Revealed, Beyond Mortal Boundaries. It's on Amazon. I encourage you to get a copy and read it. Long before our first breath, we carried memory. Long after our final breath, we continue on and still carry more memory that will be then in our Akashic records. What you are about to hear is not a theory, and it's not a philosophy. It's a remembering, a return to what your spirit already knows. Allow the words to settle where they are meant to settle. There is nothing to analyze, nothing to force, just a gentle opening. This is the journey of the soul, before life, beyond life, and always throughout eternity. May you trust the quiet knowing within you, the part that cannot be shaken, the part that has lived many lifetimes, the part that is very deep inside and that has walked through light and shadow and still chooses love. May you remember that you are guided and you are held by the angels and by your ancestors, and you are accompanied beyond the visible world in your dreams, in your thoughts, and sometimes while you're awake. Your ancestors walk with you. Your soul family surrounds you. Your higher self is always speaking you and guiding you from within, softly, patiently, and lovingly. And when your journey here is complete, you have the choice to step into the luminous realms beyond with peace, with recognition, and with a deep understanding that you are returning home to a love that has never once left you. You are eternal, you are cherished, and you are remembered. I'll give you a rundown of the soul's journey, and that's the subject of Mysteries Revealed. Across cultures and generations, a quiet thread of wisdom has whispered that our lives do not begin with the first breath, nor do they end with the last breath. Instead, we step into an existence through a continuum of being, a soul stream that stretches far beyond the physical world. For some, this knowledge is academic or philosophical. For others, it's a lived experience. Drawing from my grandmother's shamanic lineage and shaped profoundly by my near-death encounters, I offer you a world, a window, into the spiritual continuity and how the soul chooses its incarnation, how it leaves the body at death, and how it rises in radiant realms beyond through vibration, frequency, and the divine. Before entering the body, the soul exists as a coherent field of consciousness, aware, purposeful, and connected to the greater whole. It's in the pre-birth state. The soul reviews opportunities for growth and karmic resolution. The soul does not choose suffering for suffering's sake. It chooses experiences that allow transformation, allow it to expand both its frequency and its desire to be closer to God. Souls are always in a form of healing others when they are not in the body. They are a part of a field of consciousness. that is always healing and sending love. In this earth transformation of the soul, challenges become catalysts. Family becomes mirrors. Relationships become agreements of awakening. In this realm, choices are made, not with fear, but with clarity. The soul sees life not as a linear struggle, but as a tapestry already woven with meaning. Each string in a tapestry has meaning, and if you pull one out, the entire tapestry collapses. That's how much you are loved, and that's why you are here, and that's why every life is important. Grandma taught me that before incarnation, each soul stands before a council of light, 9 souls. They are observing the emotional patterns, the ancestral wounds, and the spiritual possibilities that's woven into my lineage, which I am preparing to enter. The soul says yet not to fate, but to purpose. When birth draws near, the soul threads itself through the subtle energy centers of the developing body. It's also able to pull some of the wonderful achievements and talents from the ancestral realm. This is where the veil of forgetting begins, not as a punishment, but as sacred protection. We forget our origin so that we may live fully, feel deeply, and experience choice as real. Love in this way becomes earned through remembrance rather than inherited through certainty. When life reaches the threshold of death and its final breath, the soul undergoes a second unveiling. What was forgotten is remembered. What was feared is released. In my near-death experience moments, I experienced something that my grandmother had once described as the door that only opens from the inside. The moment the body loosens its hold, the heavenly portals appear. First, there is a peace. Then, the presence of your loved ones and ancestors. Next, a vast and radiant recognition. I am returning. I am returning home. The transition is not chaotic, but is beautifully guided. The soul is not ever alone, but is always welcomed. Many others have described these same 3 stages: release, reunion, and orientation. When you release, the body softens and awareness lifts. When you reunion, then you see your ancestors, guides, loved ones, and the soul family approaches with unmistakable tenderness. Then you have orientation. That's life review. Not through judgment, but through understanding, acceptance, and a raising of the frequency. Beyond the threshold of death lies a luminous realm, not a singular heaven, but a spectrum of vibrational worlds, with swirling colors and vibrational music in harmony with your vibration and frequency, shaped by love, compassion, truth, and the degree of interintegration achieved during the lifetime. Some souls enter the Garden of Radiance, where healing and restoration occur. Some souls enter the Library of Memory, where the Akashic Records of all your lifetimes is held. And some souls enter the Temple of Learning, where wisdom gained becomes wisdom shared. None of this is abstract theory. The realms I encountered were not ethereal clouds, but living worlds of light, structured, intelligent, and harmonious. In my book, Unlimited Realities, I have 2 different excellent summaries of what happened when I was out of body. They are in Chapter 5, the Jeffrey chapter, and they are in Chapter 11, the Hawaii chapter. Unlimited Realities was my autobiography on the earth plane. Mysteries Revealed is my soul story, my soul's autobiography on the spiritual plane. Some souls return to the body because their work is not yet complete. Some return for service, and some return to those who love them and still need them. My near-death experiences were not an accident. It was a recalling, a calling back, a calling back to the body, because there was still work to be done. Others move forward into deeper realms of soul evolution and remain there until their next lifetime, their next cycle, or to the next call to mission. This knowledge about the soul is not new, it's ancient, it's not passed on in textbooks, but through the heart of the families who remembered. My grandmother knew about all this because she walked the invisible path between the worlds beyond mortal boundaries. And when I crossed that threshold and returned, the lineage awakened again, not as a memory, but as living instructions, the expansion of my life mission. I have a message for all you people, you healers, you body workers, and your beautiful spiritual souls living now. Your life is not an accident. Your relationships are never random. Your struggles are a part of your unfolding, your expansion, your ascension, your entering into higher frequencies. The soul isn't fragile. It's eternal, luminous, and profoundly intentional. Birth is the beginning, death is a return, and the realms beyond are more real than anything anyone has yet imagined. The soul is guided to feel the journey step by step as if walking through chambers of light. It brings you the awakening of the higher chakras, the role of karma and the family, and how the soul's return shapes humanity's collective evolution. The awakening of new spiritual chakras are transforming humanity right now. With this new energy, all of us seem to learn more about deep death states, the near-death experience, and our ancestral and shamanic wisdom of the soul. The veil is getting thinner, the knowledge is getting broadened, and we are ascending, and we are also raising our frequency and our vibration because we're choosing to allow that transformation and we're bringing it back to earth and letting the soul consciousness of every person learn and choose to expand. It's important work and it's very beautiful and is the only way that you're going to be able to survive the next coming years. The way out is the way in, and the way in brings you the way out. This is Elizabeth Joyce, and we're going to take a break for our messages and our song, and I'll be back after this.
Elizabeth Joyce's Elixir Tea is really a healing tea. It's blended according to Ayurvedic principles and the chanting of Sanskrit mantras. So it assures a deep cellular healing, relief that flows from within. So drink Elizabeth's healing tea before you meditate. Order it online or call 201-934-8986, 201-934-8986. Now more than ever, you need Elizabeth Joyce's sanitizing healing spray. It clears and cleans viruses and germs, and it helps to prevent spreading those viruses and germs. Elizabeth's sanitizing healing spray contains frankincense and sandalwood. You spray it as generously and as often as you need. You can order it online or call 201-934-8986. 201-934-8986.
Hello, this is Elizabeth Joyce, the author of Mysteries Revealed Beyond Mortal Boundaries. In 2023, I suffered a stroke that changed everything. Laying in the hospital in Boca Raton, Florida, in ICU for 5 days, I began speaking to my guides, realizing that I had crossed into an area between the worlds. Yet I healed through my own voice, recording a weekly radio show, one sentence at a time. Spirit led me from struggle and betrayal back to peace. From a Florida hospital to my ancestral home in New Hampshire, teaching me that miracles are born in our darkest hours. Mysteries Revealed shares what I learned beyond the veil. the awakening of the new spiritual chakras, which I had received through spirit in 2014, the eternal nature of the soul, and the power of divine love to heal the body. Join me and discover the light that waits for us beyond mortal boundaries, now available on Amazon.com and major bookstores.
You're listening to Let's Find Out on BBSRadio.com, Station 1. If internet radio has a name, it's BBS Radio, the number one live internet talk radio on the planet. It's Let's Find Out, and honored guests come every Sunday night at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific. If you'd like to call in and ask a question, dial toll-free 888-627-6008. Again, that's 888-627-6008. If you're just tuning in and would like to hear this show in its entirety tomorrow, you can download it at the archive link at bbsradio.com/Let's Find Out. Remember, if it's not mainstream, it's on BBS Radio. So now, let's find out with host Elizabeth Joyce.
Hi there, it's Elizabeth Joyce, and we're back from our break. And that was Barbara Streisand with One God. I'm going to end by giving you the forecast for the rest of November. And we'll start with November 19th, New Moon in Scorpio. And that brings the time to shift to bring your life into a new and fruitful direction. Don't allow your fears and insecurities to get in the way. You're on a new road, we all are, and you'll begin to see clearly what's ahead for you and what direction you should go in. The personal signs. Aries. The key for November is to slow down. Mercury retrogrades on the 9th, which is today, through the 29th. You'll need to double-check your work, be understanding when mishaps arise, and go with the flow. Mercury retrograde disrupts travel, and this one is going to be particularly disruptive because of the shutdown. But it also is a double whammy for Aries, so expect delays and upsets. If you're planning to travel and visit over the Thanksgiving holiday, allow lots of time for delays. News with the new moon in Scorpio on the 19th brings a manifestation of your heartfelt desires. You're going to get some good news and support in the direction that you want to go in. Good for you. That will be a real nice Thanksgiving for you, Aries. Taurus. Another Mercury retrograde occupies most of November. Watch how you communicate and be sure to give others lots of breathing room and space, as well as grace. It might be best to avoid travel if you can. Uranus retrogrades back into Taurus on the 7th, so expect life to be a little unpredictable, as well as for your rebellious nature to surface. On the 21st, plans could be disrupted, affecting your Thanksgiving weekend. I know you hate changes, Taurus, but you need to find that loving patience. Gemini. The final Mercury retrograde cycle of the year spans out the month of November. You could accidentally hurt your lover's feelings. If you apologize immediately, you might be able to smooth things over quickly. You're doing something different over the Thanksgiving Day weekend by donating your time and service to a community charity event. Venus moves out of Scorpio into Sagittarius at month's end. This is the best placement possible for the love, romance, and excitement planet. Have fun. Cancer. It will be very easy to overlook details during Mercury retrograde. Don't beat yourself up, but accept that it's inevitable during this astrological phase. When Jupiter retrogrades in Cancer on the 11th, it won't be half bad for you. A promotion or raise may be delayed until next year opens. If your relationship has been getting better and better, you may finally feel as if you belong over this holiday. With Mercury going direct over the Thanksgiving weekend, don't shop until you drop. Wait until December. Otherwise, you may experience problems with a lot of returns and exchanges the last week of December. Leo. When Mercury retrogrades in November, it's time to slow down. If you try to rush through anything, you will only meet with obstacles and resistances. In the first half of November, all eyes are on you. That project you worked so hard on all year is finally finished, and you gain some recognition for your hard and excellent work. Feelings may get intense over the Thanksgiving holiday as you emphatically say no to a family member's poor decision. Watch out for some petty disagreements during that rippling effect. It all gets better in December. Virgo. Double-check your work, slow down, and allow yourself a lot of grace as Mercury retrogrades between November 9th and 29th for the final time in 2025. You may have to step out of your comfort zone, no matter how uncomfortable it is for you. Try to be flexible. You could reconnect with someone over the past, over the Thanksgiving weekend, either a close friend or an ex-lover. You may decide to take a leap of faith that will change your life forever. Life just isn't meant to stand still. Even the smallest interactions can be deeply meaningful at this time. Libra. During the Mercury retrograde period in November, especially between the 9th and the 18th, it's likely that you'll experience some travel delays and time zone confusion. Pay attention to your intuition, even if it doesn't seem logical. You may encounter some money issues, either yours or someone close to you. Don't hesitate to ask for financial help if necessary. This energy could even bring a small windfall. You could meet a new romantic interest over the Thanksgiving holiday weekend. Looks like some loving and a sense of belonging is coming to you, Libra. Scorpio. Venus entered Scorpio on November 6th, highlighting everything about you that's attractive. Now is the time to charm your beloved by simply being yourself. Mercury retrogrades in your sign between the 9th and the 29th, so stay focused as best you can. You can make some financial errors. Be careful. Be sure to pay all those bills on time. The 17th is the luckiest day of the year for you, Scorpio. Play that lottery. Fresh confidence and self-knowledge are good for you on Thanksgiving weekend and beyond. Don't take family members for granted because they may surprise you. Sagittarius. In November, Mercury retrogrades for the last time this year, between the 9th and the 29th. If you slow down, allow the time you need, and refuse to be rushed, you'll be just fine. With this focused Scorpio energy, even with Mercury retrograde, you will feel as if you're running on all cylinders. This month, it's time to take your health seriously and make any adjustments necessary. You're likely to feel exhausted for no apparent reason during Thanksgiving week. It's simple. Take the necessary time to rest, Sag. You'll be glad you did. Capricorn. Don't pressure yourself to get a lot done while Mercury is retrograde in November. Scorpio can make you feel very reflective. Even though this time can be a very busy time of year, be sure to take a lot of rest time. If you're not careful, overconfidence could get you into trouble mid-month. 'Tis the season. Think about what actually brings you joy. There may be a lot of demands on your time, but you need to take some time to slow down as well. Space to really enjoy yourself, quiet and reflective time. Refill your cup by having fun sharing with the family and close friends over the Thanksgiving holiday. Aquarius. In November, Mercury retrogrades between the 9th and the 29th. However, between the 11th and the 18th, you could experience some misunderstanding and friction in your social circles or community group. Talk things over and don't assume the worst. Avoid scheduling important meetings around the Thanksgiving holiday, as Mercury is coming out of retrograde. And that's upsetting enough. This can be a very tense time, especially with your travel. at the Scorpio new moon on the 20th, it's time to move your focus to your career, reputation, and new job offers. By sharing with family and loved ones over the Thanksgiving weekend, you upgrade your heart senses. Put all of that love energy into good use. You finally have a smile on your face, Aquarius. Pisces. You may experience some trauma with coworkers or obsessed with your boss during Mercury retrograde in November. You're likely to make some mistakes, so take your time and check your work. You feel overwhelmed with the workload and everybody wanting some of your time. The key is to prioritize. You can't do everything, so focus on what's important. The new moon in Scorpio on the 20th brings a new you. If you're bored or dissatisfied with your life direction, it's time to start dreaming and creating a different path. Put any past resentments to bed, release and let go, and fully enjoy the Thanksgiving holiday with your family and friends. Next month, you'll be setting career goals for 2026. I hope everybody enjoyed that. We're at the end of our show, and we'll be back next week. Remember, we still have our meditation and our song and Richard with his wonderful, uplifting, transformative music. Thank you for listening, and I'll see you next week. Good night. This is the flow of spirit into the new age consciousness. Sit in a chair with both feet flat on the floor, legs uncrossed. Close your eyes and take in a slow, deep breath. Release the breath. Again. Slower this time. Release the breath. Feel your body being held by the chair or by the ground or perhaps on the pillow you're sitting on or by the earth itself. There is nothing you need to fix. There is nothing to understand. There is nothing to prove. Only the deep drawing of the breath. Breathe in. Count to four. Breathe out. Bring your attention gently to the center of your chest, to your heart. There, at the quiet center of your being, there is a warmth, a softness. There's a presence. This is where the Christ returns, not from the sky, but from within. The Christ energies and any form of deity that you choose is within you. Let this presence expand, not by effort, but by allowing. It feels like peace. It feels like kindness. It feels like gentleness. It's a quiet remembering. Now let this warmth expand to fill your whole chest. Feel the energy go through your shoulders, around your face. It's even in your breath. You are sitting inside a higher vibration of love. You are made of the one who made you. Say quietly within you, I welcome you. I remember you. You have always been here with me. hold the silence. Feel the light. Feel the amber light filling and expanding your heart. Feel the silence. Hold the light. Feel prayer beyond prayer. Your love energy is reaching out across the world, across the solar system, across our galaxy, and out to the universe. You are made of the one who made you. Feel the touch. Feel the sparkle. Feel the glow. You can always return here. Because the light energy is always here for you. Hold the silence. Beyond prayer, healing beyond healing, love beyond love. Let yourself return to the room gently, carrying this love within you. Take a deep breath. I am the love. I am the light. I am the love. I am that I am. Take a deep breath. Return gently to the room.